This is the Good Day program. We have a good day going on here. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday, the 9th of May.
You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Jennifer Horn is here along with Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. We've got your back, keeping things away from you.
I got your front.
For you. Yeah, nice to hear.
I feel lucky.
The information, this sounds like Shop Talk. Remember Paul Harvey used to do in his great reports? He'd call it Shop Talk. The inside story about what's going on behind the scenes in the world of radio. I told you a Rush Limbaugh story yesterday a little bit, but I more kind of want to gloat a little bit, if you don't mind, about what goes on in this world of personality radio. There are some things, if you go to talkers.com, a lot of people listen to this format, talkers.com every day, talkers.com, which is the sort of place where information about the radio programs that you hear and the hosts and even some of the content makes it to the top. So you may read something there like Phil Hendry has left what he was doing to go maybe someplace else. Those of you who like and respect Phil Hendry, oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah, because it's not just a radio program. There's always something going on behind the scenes. And some of you may be interested, some of you may not be interested. But one of the things that has captured the coverage, the media likes to talk about the media. So there is this focus on radio versus, let's say, if you listen to music, Pandora or something that's of that ilk. Or if it's conversation radio, is it AM? Is it an FM station? Is it public radio? Is it for-profit radio? And what really goes on here? What are people gravitated to? And I happily tell you that according to a survey that is out today from the company that measures most of the realities of ratings, says that programs like the one that we are doing here right now, whether they be commercial or non-commercial, and I don't know that I want to compare myself to Morning Edition or Fresh Air or some of the stuff that's on NPR, because it has a different tone to it. I don't think you'd hear on Morning Edition some of the silly stuff that we do, but yet there's a variety there, and it helps make people comfortable that there are other things going on in the world other than the garbage that you may hear spewed by just listening to a newscast or going to the quick in and outs. It just doesn't give you a snapshot of everything that's going on in the world. So as a result, the audience that listens to these sorts of programs, mine and some of the other really fun and or informative programs, are number one, news, talk, and information, and what they call, Richie, talk personality is the number one thing that people come to the radio for. And isn't it sad, sort of amusing, but, you know, in a way, the stuff that many of us grew up with. We just talked about a fellow who was well-known in Washington who basically decided he didn't want to work in the circumstance he was working in anymore. So after 24 years of really doing a good job, a very engaging great personality, job. He leaves. And then there are these sorts of things that have been going on all over the radio. I think the radio will come back to not being a jukebox, because you can get the jukebox at Pandora. You can't find personality, which is what people want. People want to have a companion. They want to listen to a conversation or engage in the conversation. And I give you this as the example. How many of you, as you're driving along, maybe listening to this program or getting ready in the morning, actually talk back to the radio? Really admit to yourself whether you engage and you talk back to something that you've heard. You may yell, you may laugh, you may be annoyed, whatever it is. I guarantee that most of you, whether you'll admit it or not, are talking back and back and forth with us when we come up with something. And so when I say something, I've gone off the proverbial deep end today. I'm just so tired of listening to these people that take some story that isn't going to affect your life, but yet they try to make it so that it affects your life and fill you full of fear. And this just so bothers me. But I do come up with the examples because they are there. And I use this as another example. This story about Wade Robeson, who somehow or other was involved with Michael Jackson as a choreographer. There are at least two different stories, Jennifer, today on this guy and accusations that Michael Jackson and he had a strange relationship. Doesn't anybody get tired? The guys, Michael Jackson's been dead for 4 years, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
How many more of these stories have to surface or seem to be of interest 4 years after the guy is dead?
Well, to be fair, I think it's harder as a man to come out about sexual abuse than it is as a female because of the societal stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
Wade Robson is a choreographer. He's worked with NSYNC. He's worked with Britney Spears. I think he has a few exercise videos. I mean, he's semi-well-known. I wouldn't say he's, you know, at the top of the list. But
I did not know who he was when I saw his name.
He's lawyered up, and he's called Michael Jackson a monster, and he's accused him of abusing him for 7 years and threatening him if he ever went public.
How does this tie into the trial?
Kind of abuse, and how do you get abused? How do you allow yourself to be abused as an adult for 7 years?
No, he was a child. This is when he was a kid.
Okay.
What happened is last year he was on this career trajectory, as he calls it, and he collapsed under the stress and the sexual trauma hit him of what happened. It happened to him for 7 years as a child. He lived with brainwashing, I guess. He said that Michael Jackson brainwashed him, and then the burden of it all just kind of crushed him last year. That's when he decided to go out and make this public. His lawyer added that Michael Jackson would tell Wade, if anyone ever finds out about what we did, we will go to jail for the rest of our lives. Our lives will be ruined forever. And those threats apparently worked. Wade never talked about the abuse. He even testified on behalf of Michael Jackson at his 2005 molestation trial. So there's just another little flame to the fire.
When did this take place?
I would say this guy is probably in his late 20s, and this happened for 7 years when he was a kid.
So it's taking him all this time to come forth.
Right.
That's the question Richie has. All
right. Right. About 20 years, I'd say.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us in a moment with medical update news here on Good Day.
Baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with some important news on various things medically that may be a problem, something you're focusing on, something you'd like to know a little more about. For example, more this week on prostate cancer treatment and how you can have the treatment guided better, Ken.
This is out of the American Urologic Association meeting this week in San Diego and last week, and this is a real breakthrough, Doug, because prostate cancer, as common as it is, most of them don't grow quickly enough to threaten a man's life, but some do prove to be fatal, and there's no reliable way up until now to tell which ones need treatment. The treatments involve surgery, radiation, and hormone blockers, and they can cause impotence or incontinence. Most men don't need these treatments because the prostate cancer grows so slowly, but most men are afraid to avoid them. The breakthrough this week is that there's now a new genetic test that adds to another one that was recently announced that will allow us to determine through a blood test who has the fast, aggressive growing prostate cancers and needs aggressive treatment, and those who we can do nothing but watchful waiting because it won't grow quick enough to actually affect your health.
I have a friend. He and I have been friends for 35 years. He's about 8 years older than I am. His father died of prostate cancer when he was 73. He's 73. 74 now, and he's absolutely miserable. He's had the prostate problem has grown, and he's had several operations this past winter. He's been on heavy medication. He's done all the things that money can buy, and he still can't slow this down. I'm fearful that it will be his demise. And you think about it, and I've said this before, how many times have we talked about it, whether it be here or the weekend program that we do together? If you're eating right and you take care and you're aware of what's in your body, this kind of a cancer should never be your undoing.
Well, there's another important bit of news about your sleep can affect this. This is out of Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention. We know that women with sleep disruption consistently report increased risk of breast cancer. We reported recently that baldness is a risk factor for men, early baldness. But the news this week, Doug, is that sleep problems such as difficulty falling asleep and staying asleep double the risk of prostate cancer in men.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. So make sure that you're getting a good night's rest.
It's all about the immune system.
Yep. Okay, let's talk about Chris Christie. A lot of discussion this week about that lap band surgery, what it means to others who may want to try it, the alternatives, the options for men and women who are heavy. How does this work out?
Let me try and do this, and we'll do this much more thoroughly over the weekend. It's a bit of a complex subject, but New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, he underwent lap band surgery last February in order to lose weight. Lap band surgery, it's among the least invasive forms of gastric band surgery. The procedure is performed laparoscopically, meaning the surgeon makes a few small incisions in the abdomen, then uses long, thin surgical instruments to encircle the stomach with a silicone and titanium band. It's one of the choices. There's gastric bypass, there's gastric sleeve, which are more invasive. We'll talk more about this over the weekend. But the governor's probably chose lap band because it restricts food intake without making any surgical alterations in the digestive tract. The lap band really has the fewest complications and is the least invasive, but about 5% of the time the band can slip out of place or erode from exposure to stomach acid. One of the disadvantages of the lap band is that it requires multiple follow-up surgical visits. The band needs to gradually be tightened in a series of adjustments as the patient learns to eat smaller portions and chew more slowly. But most importantly, also, the weight loss is much slower with lap band compared to gastric bypass and gastric sleeve surgery. Most lap band patients lose about 1 to 2 pounds a week, and it can take 2 or more years to reach a healthy weight. And I think he's just getting buffed for 2016.
Well, the other thing is maybe he's being conscious about what could happen to his heart if he has all of this stuff around it, because it can't be good for the heart, anything around the heart cavity.
Absolutely.
You're the cardiologist. Speaking of that, the leading cause of death in our country is heart disease. Dr. Ken has an important notice, if you will, and an opportunity from that to help you help yourself if this may be a problem for you.
I want to talk to you about safely managing your cholesterol levels. One of the factors in your risk of developing heart disease is the cholesterol. And as a cardiologist, Doug, I'm always looking for safe, effective ways to help my patients lower their cholesterol, and I found that one of the best products around is this all-natural Cardiol, because Cardiol is imported from Italy. It's subjected to stricter quality control than many supplements made in America. The results, a more potent product, free of contaminants. My patients had great success lowering their cholesterol using Cardiol, with many seeing results in as little as 30 days.
Right this moment, you can get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol by visiting cardiol.net/Ken or calling 888-809-6424. You'll pay shipping and handling. That's it. A free 30-day supply of Cardiol. www.cardiol.net/Ken. Ask for the Dr. Ken free trial or call them at 888-809-6424. There is no excuse for letting high cholesterol risk your future. Cardiol.net/Ken or 888-809-6424 for your free 30-day trial of Cardiol.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Last night on The Voice, Richie always loves it when they all get together to sing to their karaoke bit. Team Shakira and Team Blake together, Richie, performing Hall of Fame. My question would be, why? As The Voice began last night, competing with American Idol for viewers. Let's get to Team Blake, finding out which two out of the four artists America voted. That's pretty assumptive. Some people in America voted, not the whole country voted. Was it Holly Tucker or Danielle Bradbury?
Which two artists from Team Blake, Danielle, Justin, Holly, or the Swan Brothers, received the most votes and were saved by America? Here we go.
That's Carson Daly's voice, buddy.
America saved.
Daniel Bradbury also safe. So the Swan Brothers. Is there something about this that sort of ticked me off? Listening to those people say America, say I didn't vote. Did you vote, Richie?
I didn't vote. I didn't even watch.
Jennifer, did you vote?
No.
Kenny, did you vote?
Then why are we talking about it?
I don't know. Americans. Yeah, exactly. So I'm just, forget it, Rich. You're right. I'm serious.
You have to take like four chill pills today. That is my advice for you, sir.
I just think that this is foolish to have people say America voted.
Well,
none of us voted. We're Americans.
A few Americans, about 3,000 right. Americans voted.
Okay.
What do you want them to say?
Russians voted.
Yeah, some people voted in this.
It's a popular show. It's a lot of attention, and a large portion of the TV viewing audience last night voted for it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Here in America.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Americans.
From sea to shining sea.
Right.
All right, so does anybody want to listen to more of this?
I was enjoying it.
I'm all excited
until
now.
Until you started talking. Don't really care anymore. Yeah. I liked it at the beginning.
That's the point, see? All right. By the way, Rod Stewart showed up last night.
Yeah, I see
maybe
that.
Richie, why don't we play that?
Yeah.
He had a bit of his new single, "Finest Woman."
Singers, where's Rod singing?
The backup singers are actually contestants from the show. All right. Am I being unfair?
There he is. There he is. Oh, I hear him sing. They're drowning him out.
Well, it's pretty typical Rod Stewart fare, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all chorus, though. Where's the...
Maybe he's running out of steam or he can't sing by himself anymore. Anybody ever been to a Rod Stewart concert?
No.
No.
Never. Right. Okay. I haven't either. I don't know that, but there are a few things he's done, but normally you can find somebody who's better. For example, he and Van Morrison did one of my favorite songs, not together, but they pretty much released them at the same time. And Van Morrison's is so much more soulful. It gets to the emotion. There's nothing about Rod Stewart that's emotional.
So let's review what we've learned.
I know. That's what I was
just thinking. Few minutes.
Go ahead. Okay. Start
the that the voice has no meaning because it's really not all America. And that Van Morrison is better than Rod Stewart, so we shouldn't waste our time with it.
Right. No, don't waste your time with Rod Stewart.
Segment there.
Uh-huh. It's pure gold, Richie.
28 pounds.
It is. That's true.
Mr. Grown-Ups comes to Turner Classic Movies. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
Arthur Parker, do you have anything to say?
Yes, sir. Every time it rains, it rains. And he's from heaven.
Steve Martin comes to a bad end in the darkly fascinating Little Scene 1982 musical, Pennies from Heaven. I consider it a lost classic, and that's why it was one of the first movies I selected when I was asked to co-host an evening of movies for grown-ups on Turner Classic Movies on May 15th. TCM's Robert Osborne and I will introduce four movies that night, each one a uniquely grown-up film. First up will be the 1956 science fiction classic, Forbidden Planet, starring Leslie Nielsen and Walter Pigeon.
Sir, we're being radar scanned.
Dr. Morbius, my orders are to survey the situation on Altair 4.
Commander, if you step down on this planet, I warn you that I cannot be answerable for the safety of your ship or your crew.
Forbidden Planet is based on Shakespeare's The Tempest, and it was the movie that rescued science fiction from the kiddie matinee.
I kept thinking while I was dreaming that all this meant something.
We'll find out. I'm glad he didn't dream of me as an egg beater, as one of my patients did.
Why, what would that mean?
Never mind.
Gregory Peck and Ingrid Bergman try to decipher the meaning of a mysterious dream in Alfred Hitchcock's ambitious psychological drama, Spellbound. The second film will show on TCM on May 15th.
Let's go!
Murder a distraught wife and mother right on the street in Rome, open city. Our third film of the night. Director Roberto Rossellini started filming almost as soon as the retreating German tanks rolled out of town. In every way, Rome, open city is a classic example of risk-taking cinema. I hope you'll join me May 15th for the evening of Movies for Grown-Ups with Robert Osborne on Turner Classic Movies. I'm Bill Newcott.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
The hour now. You deserve the best that you can get, and here it is. Is that good or bad? This is the best you can get. Yeah, this is
best
good stuff.
Best you can do all day.
Yeah, it is. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Ken Kessel along with Doug Steffen. Mother's Day is Sunday. So our poll yesterday, you're traveling for Mother's Day. 29% of you said you were not going to do anything for Mother's Day, which is, I don't know, is that
very
because...
sad.
Yeah, that's the mother's
that is
around. Let's see. 21% said, I'm going to my mom's house. 15% said, I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. The 14% said, no, my mom is coming to my house. And 20% of you said, when's Mother's Day?
Now, I'm not sure what my cat's going to do, but I'm getting excited. I am my cat's mom.
Thank you, Dr. Laura. Speaking of Dr. Laura, Dr. Joy Brown joins us. Probably shouldn't put the two of them in the same sentence, but at any rate, Dr. Joy Brown will join us in a couple of minutes here on Good Day. The poll today at DougSteffen.com, how much are you spending on your mother for the day? A is over $100, B between $50 and $100, C between $25 and $50, D under $25, E, I'll give her a call, but that's it. Generous so-and-so that you are.
Mean.
Yeah, all right. I want to talk to Joy about relationships with moms, especially, because they oftentimes are confusing. That even as an adult, they're sometimes confusing. The book that's out, Jennifer, Jason Collins' ex-fiance, now taking advantage. Is that a way this woman...
Uh-oh.
You didn't know that was... there's a book?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, there have been a lot of people urging folks to buy this book. Jason Collins' ex-fiance has written, I think she's looking for money.
Do you think? You should hire her at your farm because you know what her name is, right?
No.
Carolyn Moose.
Really?
Yeah, you should hire her. That's a great name. Yeah, M-O-O-S. Yeah.
Moose. All right, so what is there about this book that would be compelling? I think you actually sent me the first review of it, Jennifer, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I'm sure.
The TMZ headline is beautiful.
Right.
I'm freezing my eggs. He took 8 years from me.
That is true, though. When you are in a relationship, and you, I mean, buy a clue, I guess. But if you don't know and you do waste all that time with someone, you do need to get those years back. That's ridiculous.
How are you going to get the years
back? You can't get them back, but you can certainly make his life rough.
Oh.
Yeah. She says that she's going to write the book to reflect on her recent life events with her former fiancé, and she's asking for questions from the public about what they would like to hear on given topics.
Who cares? That would
if
be my
like
question.
To, well, then here it is. Here's her email address. Now, Are you ready?
Send it for me.
Questions at CarolynMoose, like a cow, .com. And she's going to review them as she begins to write her tale.
You want to post that on the Facebook and the Twitter page, Kenny?
I'll send it to you
what
now.
What questions would you like to ask Carolyn Moose, the ex-fiance of Jason Collins? My question is, who cares? And I want you to post that, please. Who cares?
You know, I know who does care, and it is Jason Collins. I was actually reading a story earlier today that said if they compared him to other basketball players that are his peers and colleagues right now in the league, and they said he would have never been given a chance to play.
If he had come out?
If he hadn't come out.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't agree with it, but I can understand how that would happen.
Yeah.
Right. So now will he be picked up because he's a free agent, right?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. It'll be interesting to see. Carolyn
Moose
says that her egg freezing procedure will cost around $10,000, and she's hoping to get some financial backing from a production company looking to capture the journey.
No, you know what she should do? She should start a crowdfund. She wants to
for egg freezing.
Yeah. Matter of fact, here's something that's pretty interesting regarding crowdfunding. First time anybody has tried to use crowdfunding to help solve a murder. This is on an Indiegogo crowdfunding page. 32-year-old Rebecca Zahau was found at her boyfriend's mansion in what forensics experts believe to have been a staged killing. But the San Diego Police Department closed the case after a short investigation, said it was a suicide. Her friends and family distraught about the decision because they think there's a lot of evidence that points to murder. The killer may still be on the loose. So, her friends and family have hired legal experts. They've run out of money. So you can help by going to Indiegogo, IndieGogo.com, Justice for Rebecca. You can probably, if you go to the site, you'll see a box that says search. Just put Justice and the number 4, Rebecca, who is the woman who was killed. Friends and family say, not so fast. They want to raise some money. It'd be interesting, Kenny, to watch this. Has it gone up yet, or is it about to, what stage are we in with the crowdfund request? And now?
I think they just posted it in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
They've got $658 so far.
Okay.
But they have 30 days left, and usually go for about 30 days.
Right. Okay, so that's something. Indiegogo, check out Justice for Rebecca. Would you contribute to something like this? This is the way the crowdfunding is going. People find something they're interested in, and because it doesn't hurt to spend $10, $20, $25, $100 for some people, that's where the money comes from. So at the end of the day, are they going to be able to pay to have the truth out? Is it worthwhile? I bet you there are a lot of people who identify with this sort of thing. Yeah, let's have justice, right?
Absolutely. No, I think so. I think there's a lot of people who want to take that kind of stuff into their own hands, and it makes them feel empowered.
Yep. All right, speaking of empowerment, Dr. Joy Brown will join us in a moment to talk about your relationship with your mother. If it's bad, Joy will help you fix it. If it's good, she'll help you make it better. That's next here on Good Day.
Looking for the best gift for mom this Mother's Day? Surprise her with the all-new Nook HD tablet, now with over 700,000 Android apps and games on Google Play. She'll get the reading she loves from Barnes & Noble and the best Android. Android apps on Google Play. It's the gift any mom is sure to love, and it's now at the best price ever. Now until Mother's Day, the all-new Nook HD tablet is just $149. You save $50. Hurry to Barnes & Noble and get the best gift for mom. The all-new Nook HD tablet, now with Google Play. Android and Google Play are trademarks of Google, Inc.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
This report is brought to you by Bank of the West. This summer, your band could kick off one of the West's largest outdoor free concerts. Bank of the West is hosting a national competition looking for a band to open their annual Celebrates America concert. The winners will perform for a crowd of thousands at Memorial Park in Omaha, Nebraska. This year's show features Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, plus Loverboy, along with a fireworks show. You can nominate your favorite up-and-coming bands online at facebook.com/Bank of the West. Five finalists will be chosen by music industry representatives based on their musical talent and their stage presence, personality, and creativity. An online public vote will determine the winner to be announced in mid-June. For more, visit facebook.com/Bank of the West. Nominations are open until May 10th. And whether you're hoping to be on stage or in the audience, come join us at the Bank of the West Celebrates America concert on Friday, June 28th.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean the lobby?
No, sir, that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like Die Hard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 580. Free tire vehicle of lesser value. Rebate N61. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
Dr. Joy Brown joins us, as she does frequently here on the Good Day program, because we all need help. And she's here to help you.
Some of us more than others.
Yes, and that is, you're looking in the mirror now when you said that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, okay. All right, so Joy, by the way, is available anytime, night or day.
I make house calls.
855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-DR-JOY. So Mother's Day is on Sunday.
Yes.
And there are a lot of people who have a lot of issues with their moms.
Yep.
If my mother was still alive, I guess I would say maybe I had an issue or two or three with my mother. And so I wonder, it doesn't do me any good at this point in time because she hasn't been around for a long time, but how about those? No matter what your age, if you have an issue with your mother, is this a good day or a bad day to deal with that issue?
Not the world's smartest day to deal with it. It's like sitting your family down around the Thanksgiving table and saying your mother and I are divorcing. I mean, why rent a holiday?
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving!
Yeah, yay! Something to be thankful for. Yay! Right.
In many instances, that might be a good thing, though. You might want to give thanks for that.
Well, look, let me say a couple things. First of all, I think that people do have issues with your mom. Men quite often have different issues than women. I actually talked about that yesterday on the program, about when two-year-olds are making that first lurch toward independence, because almost uniformly women raise children in our society, that girls can pull away but still feel close to mom by dressing up like mom, acting like mom. When a boy tries to do that, his father will raise hell with him. So the little boy has a much more difficult role role in trying to both break away and still feel close, which has huge repercussions later on in life with women in their life. But we can talk about that at another time, Doug.
Why? Why would we not talk about it now?
Well, because it doesn't answer your question, but we can. Which would you prefer?
Well,
you want me to answer your question?
But I guess I would. I'm sort of begging to differ because I think maybe there is a way that all these things are wrapped together.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, yes and no. I mean, in answer to the first question, is Mother's Day the day to tackle this?
Right.
No.
No.
The day after, you know, next week, the 4th of July, Independence Day, much better day to do it. Mother's Day is about saccharine emotions and flowers. And so just
flowers and candy and
food.
Okay.
That's the day to be nice. Independence Day, you can work out those issues. All right. So for males in our society, that issue, because everybody wants to both feel independent and close. That's what everybody wants. For girls, it's much easier because we can emulate our mom. We can be like our mom, which creates other issues. But for boys, that sense of feeling, wanting to feel close to somebody is very threatening because the ultimate insult in American life is to call a man a mama's boy.
Yes.
So for men, you guys have a trickier issue of how do I feel close and still feel my own sense of self. And if you don't deal with it, and it's not really, I mean, part of it is you deal with it with your mom, but part of it is you deal by yourself with it of how can I feel close to somebody and yet feel that I still have my own identity. And the call that precipitated this discussion yesterday, which I get all the time, is a woman who called and said, I've been with this guy for 7 months, and it was really going well, and we love each other, and all of a sudden he's pulling away. What does that mean? And so this was part of the
discussion. He's afraid of commitment.
Well, those are kind of easy words that don't have a whole lot of meaning behind them. What they're feeling, I think, which is much more profound and much more basic and much scarier, is I'm losing control. I'm losing the ability to be myself, to pull away, to not pull away necessarily from her, but just feel that I'm not being overwhelmed.
So how can you ever have a relationship with anybody if you get to that point? You're going to, it doesn't make a difference who the person is, you're going to have, unless you resolve that issue, you're going to have that issue all the time.
Exactly.
With every relationship.
Exactly. That's why it's a really important issue to deal with whenever you realize that that's what the issue is, because otherwise you're doomed to a life of superficiality, because any kind of intimacy will make you feel overwhelmed and feeling like you've lost your sense of self. So it really is important to understand that you and to begin setting not abstractions but very specific things. For example, instead of and women do a really lousy job of it, because when you guys act like jerks, we treat you like your children. We become your moms. Yikes! Created the whole situation all over again. So part of it is that women should not treat men like their children, like their stupid children, and have to be punished.
Okay, they should not, but how do they not? How do they learn? You can say that until the cows come home. Oh, you shouldn't do this, shouldn't you? But how do you not do that if that's part of your DNA?
All right, it's not part of your DNA. It's part of your socialization.
Ah, okay.
So very different. So let's say that you never call me when you're going to be late. Instead of saying, I can't believe you're so thoughtless, you never call me, you know, why are you doing this? What I could say is, Doug, when you don't call me, it makes me worry about where you are, and then when you get home, I just am furious with you. So let's set up a deal that if you think you're going to be more than 50, or what would make you comfortable about calling and telling me you were going to be late? What would work for you? So I'm not your mom at that moment. I'm saying, here's the issue for me. It's not that you're a bad, inconsiderate person. It's that it makes me crazy, and it has such negative repercussions. Tell me what your perspective is on how we can deal with this. And you might say, look, Joy, you know, if I'm going to be 5 minutes late, you're all over me. How about if you gave me a half hour either way? If I said I'll be home at 6, as long as I'm home by 6:30. And I said, well, okay, a half hour is a lot, because that means the roast is going to be burned. How about 20 minutes? And so we agree on 20 minutes. I'm not your mom. You're not acting like an idiot. You're not sort of feeling like I'm trying to control your life. We've worked out something that will work for both of us.
It's called, in my world, Dudley time.
You're always late.
I am not good about being on time, other than this radio program. Well, I have to be here for the... Why is it that... That's an interesting... We only have about 30 seconds.
All right, let me point that out really quickly. Hmm. You will never be late for your boss. You'll always be late for your secretary. It's about power. It's saying, I can make you wait.
Yeah, but I'm the
that
boss.
That's really important. Well, I'm saying that your radio program is essentially your boss, so
yes,
you're never
is.
Late for that.
Right.
It's people in your life that you say, I'm more important than you are.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's a psychological thing that I have a problem with. I better have a lobotomy or something.
No, just a therapist.
Okay. Very good. That's good advice. Thank you. That's very helpful. 855-99-DR-JOY. 855-99-DR-JOY. With your questions, thank you to Joy Brown on Good Day.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Should I Worry? Billy Joel from the Disney Oliver and Company production. In addition to this song, Billy Joel provided the voice of Dodger in Disney's animated take on Oliver Twist. He is 64 today. Billy Joel's birthday, 64. We start out with movie music and something that identifies him with the world of movies. Yes, I do know.
Reportedly, he was down at Jazz Fest, the first weekend of Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
And he stayed in the quarter at the Hotel Monteleone, which is a nice thing, small rooms, but nice hotel. And apparently got bored, went down into the hotel bar, and started playing with the piano player in the hotel bar for about an hour.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
I like that.
Just kind of jamming on songs, you know.
Yeah, that's
the night
fun.
Before his Jazz Fest appearance.
Good promotion. Good for him. Yeah. 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here to help us with some movie news. Before we get to that, we go back to... two movies that were out about the same time, had the same basic message, should make it fairly easy for you to figure out. The question is, we sort of go back and forth. One year we'll do one, the next year we'll do the other one. See if you can figure out what this movie is from the line again. A lot of people confuse the two movies, and they were both very good movies, actually, in my opinion. 888-302-3684. Here's the first piece of audio from this movie.
Beginning tonight and continuing until the crisis passes, I am declaring a state of martial law.
888.
Yeah.
302-3684. Chucky, you remember that movie, yes?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Okay. If you don't have it, we give you two more chances to figure it out. Here's the second.
If she knows, how long can it be before CNN or the Post breaks the story?
The CNN these days, they'll probably be next week. 888-302-3684. All right. So people are working on this already. This is the last clip.
It is fall, but they are rebuilt. And heroes die, but they are remembered.
Now, Ivan never saw either one of these.
Didn't
really?
You?
Oh, this is a good one.
I used to see them both.
Do we make it?
Yes.
Yes, we do make it.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of water, though, on this one.
Hate to ruin the ending for you, but yeah, we make it.
Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, it's
spoiler.
Good. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. 888 302-3684. All right, Chuck has got movie news for us in a moment. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, get it done, Chucker. Where's the news?
All right, Doug. Production is currently underway on 20th Century Fox's Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, the sequel to last year's hit film Rise.
God, how many more of these can they do? Jeez.
Well, you know, they did a really good job. Rise of the Planet of the Apes was, I thought, a terrific film. So I'm actually looking forward to the sequel, which will hit theaters next summer. Another movie in production.
You realize what you sound like.
Yeah.
All right, Chucker, move along. I'm going to pull his fader down. Chuck, you go ahead.
Another movie in production, a live-action reboot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Megan Fox plays reporter April O'Neil in that film. And Universal Pictures has announced it has postponed production on Jurassic Park 4.
Oh, that's another shame.
June 2014 release date will be not happen. Although it will happen. I think it's a temporary delay. Probably want to get the script right or right after or whatever. Too close. So.
We need that's more Jurassic Park.
There's a dinosaur head on a beach in New Zealand. You guys could use that in the movie. That's cool.
Rebuild that. There's the DNA. They can rebuild the new one from.
All right, let's get to what the name of this movie is. Michael is listening in Lake Havasu City. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Doug, how are you?
Well, thank you. How about you?
Great, great.
Good. What's the name of that movie?
Deep Impact.
Deep Impact, as opposed to Armageddon. Now, don't overplay your part, man. It wasn't Armageddon. We got it right. So thank you to you and the others. We got it right. It's a swell prize. Stop it.
Good morning.
Michael.
It's 58 past.
It is. That's true. It's 58 minutes. No, it's actually 59 past the hour now, Richie. See you, Chucker.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.